Hello there, and welcome to another episode of Murder Mystery.
Today we are talking about a man named Joseph James D'Angelo. He is responsible for at least a dozen murders, and he has also burglarized more than 120 people. So keep an eye on him. Today we are going to be talking about the death of Lehman Smith. On 1980, March 13th, 33-year-old Charlene Smith and 43-year-old Lehman Smith, who was about to be appointed as a judge, were found murdered in the Venatoria home. After plenty of research, I finally found some info. When Lehman and his wife, Charlene, were battered death in their bed over 20 years ago, the mystery of just who killed them included several suspects. One man who had lost a small fortune in a failed business deal with Smith was released after the prosecutors started their case against him. Police investigators were convinced the murders were committed by someone known to Lehman Smith, but the murderer did not bear the marks of a drudge crime. After all, a known enemy isn't prone to kill a spouse, in this case, Charlene Smith. Furthermore, if an enemy had indeed committed the brutal crime, they would have brought a weapon, say a gun, to murder the couple at their Ocean View Ventura home. Tying Charlene and Lehman together, they were found trussed with dapperary cords, also smacked something more than good killing. The Smiths were beaten to death with a log from their own fireplace, a murder that has now been linked by advanced DNA testing to an exclusive serial killer, a man believed to be white, fair-haired, and who would bring his dog to the scene of the crime, a serial killer who might still be out there. Lehman, at one point, was one of the close-knit young Turks who worked at attorneys for just Edwin Beach. Now, again, like last episode, before I get into anything serious, I just want to say that I'm not trying to prove anything. I'm just giving some opinions that I think before I get into my opinions, and I want you to tell me what you think. Also, before I get into any of these, I just want to say that I do not own any of the sites that I'm reading this on, and I also did not write a script, so I did not know any of this before I went on these sites, and I don't want anybody to assume that I have, because then that would just get everybody confused and stuff like that. So, yeet. And my first question is about the date. So, the date that they died, apparently, was March 13th. Why did they die on March 13th out of all things? That's kind of scary if you ask me, because I mean, March 13th is supposed to be a cursed date, not saying that it is, but if they did, because I don't believe it is, but if they did, why on March 13th? What, did that mean something to the killer? Or, I mean, he is a serial killer, so that may make sense, but yeah. And my second question is, apparently he beat them with a log from their own fireplace. Why did he not bring a weapon? Did he want to make it look like the wife or the husband did it, so he didn't use anything that he already owned, or he didn't want to get something that he purchased? Because he didn't want to use his fingerprints. Although it does not say in any of these sites that I've been on that it has been the case that he wore gloves. So yeah. And again, why did he murder those two people? If you already know about a lot about the murder scene, you probably already know this, but I have not read anything, like I have not seen this on the news before. So those are my questions, and if anybody can answer them or tell me what you think, then I gladly accept it. I'll see you guys next time.
I know this also was a very, very, very short episode, but I just want to make these episodes short so you don't have to listen to me rambling on 1 hour podcast, on a 1 hour podcast or something like that. Because I know a lot of people don't have the time to listen to that, and I know some people just want to listen to music, so I try to make these podcasts a bit short. I'd like it if you would subscribe to our YouTube channel. Our YouTube channel is, in fact, it's the same kind of picture as our picture on the podcast. It is called, our channel is called Murder Mystery, and we have not uploaded anything yet, but we will actually try to upload some of our episodes, and me and Lexi will do maybe like a Q&A and stuff. If you would like to see that, then we will make those episodes if you want. So have a nice day, everybody, and I hope you enjoyed the second episode of Murder Mystery.